Okay, we've got Bitcoin at 100K ahead of this little press conferences, this Powell press conference that we're now expecting. It's not actually live yet. You can see we are actually watching here. We're all ears. Just making sure that everything is ready to rock and roll. Keeping the community updated. Sheldino, good to see you, brother.
Nice to see you, bro.
Yeah, we're going to be rocking and rolling here. Bitcoin's at 100,000 ETH. The whole pump has basically been retraced. I reckon, it's a little bit of a V-shaped recovery, sir.
It's good. There's a nice short squeeze of Bitcoin at 102. So I'm really hoping there's something good today just to get us. We've got to get back above that 1.5. ETH is still behind. ALTS is still behind. But if we can get Bitcoin back above 103, that'll be good. I'm also hoping.
Everyone says so late. But you know, the one thing we know about Trump is that Trump is always late, sir. He's always late. Trump is like every press conference. I wouldn't be surprised if this press conference starts in like 2 hours. That's how Trump is, sir. I'm telling you, that's how Trump
is. He's like us. He's never late. He's always 10 minutes late, bro. Like, we're never late, bro.
let's look at the bubbles. You got pretty mixed bubbles. Jito up 11.7%. Sheldon, have you seen this? The stocks bubbles? You can basically have stocks and crypto in the same portfolio, sir.
Bro, so that's, you know what?
That's your stocks and that's your crypto.
You know, now we're talking. For me, this now separate. There's nothing better on the market than this now. The fact that you have this, like now it's number one, bro. Now it's number one.
Let's see. Has the press conference started? It's not starting. I wonder if anybody knows when this thing's going to start. No news. Let's see. There are actually some other sources. Let's actually see if we can see some of the other sources
that are showing this news. So what are your thoughts here, bro? Thoughts are going to be a little bit of the discussion today. Like, where's your head at with it?
So David Sacks is a smart guy. And David Sacks, this is the first press conference that he's actually hosting, right? He's not going to mess this up. Mm-hmm. He's not going to mess this up. And he's going to come in and he's going to wow everybody. That's basically what I see. I see that he's going to come in hot. I don't think he's just going to come in wishy-washy, just give us a framework. I think he's coming in with Vuma, bro. The Oak's going to come in and he's going to like, this is what I'm doing. You can expect this. You can expect that. We will hear some of the normal jargon. We will hear like, you know, the U.S. must be, we'll hear about the strategic reserve. We'll hear about how the U.S. laws must be clarified. So all of that, I reckon, will come through. But I think a lot of people are thinking it's just going to be a nothing burger. I don't think it's going to be a nothing burger. Let's see. I've asked the researchers to keep sending us stuff as and when it happens. In the meantime, ETH still hasn't recovered the full move yet. Almost. I got liquidated down at the bottom here, sir. I got liquidated at the bottom here. And I ended up buying it back here like an idiot. I tell you, yesterday was one of my worst days ever. Was it yesterday, the day before? It was one of my worst days ever.
No, me too, bro. Like, I even thought I was smart and I put limit orders like 20% lower.
And they all got hit.
And I got liquidated, bro. Not even like they even got hit. They got hit and I got liquidated.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, so I was so annoyed, bro.
I'm busy trying to get, I'm trying to see if we can find another stream. Let's have a look here. Let's see if we can find another stream.
The stream doesn't look like it started. No, I don't think so. No.
Anyway, listen, guys, if you haven't subscribed yet, subscribe, obliterate the like button, subscribe, let people know we're here, bringing you crypto love and crypto wisdom. Lots going on. Let's see what's going on in the newsroom. There's a lot of stuff actually going on in the newsroom. Let's just see what's going on here. There's a massive RWA narrative going on. You know why? Because there's the Ondo Finance Summit that's happening on the 8th of Feb. Today is the 4th, so it's happening on Friday.
That's why it's looking so hot, because I was looking at Ondo Nano and it's...
all the RWA, pretty... sir. Have you seen Mantra? Wow, look at Mantra. Mantra's at $6, bro. $6.
Wow.
$6. Look at that.
So yeah. What are the top? If you had to mention like 3 to 5 of the top RWAs, like what would you say is the...
For number one, definitely Mantra. Number two, okay. I like Ondo.
Wow, Mantra.
Another one, Pendle is a very, very good one. Then I like the bridges. I like Axelar. I like Wormhole. There's a lot of these real world asset plays. There's a lot of these things.
Wow, why is Pendle so cheap? Pendle's like, it's hardly done anything.
Let's have a look at Pendle while we're waiting. While we're waiting. We are waiting for Trump to be talking, guys. Let's see, Pendle. Pendle USD. Pendle USDT.
Pardis, can we run a poll there, bro? I want to see if people are bullish or bearish.
Pardis, a poll. Let's see if people are bullish or bearish, sir.
Let's see.
Let's see. I see we've got 13,000 people. Legends, all smash the like button, subscribe. We are waiting for Trump to be here. Hold on. Let's see if we can get some more interesting stuff.
I have a bunch of Bitfunded and stuff. When we get to like 4,000 likes, I got like a bunch of Bitfundeds that we can give away.
Okay. 4,000 likes, you're going to give away Bitfunded challenges. Okay. That's cool.
I got a lot of Bits. So give us 4,000 likes and we'll give away some stuff.
Okay, they say you might have a bit of a delay on your end. Hold on. Let's see. No, there's no delay. Guys, we're all waiting for Trump to start talking. Trump is notoriously always late. The guy's always, always, always late. Let's have a look here. I'm getting a... Let's see. There's all the...
did you open up more leverage positions now or what? Like, what was your lesson? When me and you spoke yesterday morning, we both like, bro, I got smashed too. And then when you told me how much you got smashed, I was like, yo, okay, I didn't feel so bad anymore. It was still hard for me, but I was like.
Sheldon, let me tell you what happened, right?
We have to laugh, bro.
I had a position here at 3,150. That was my position, right? And it was safe. I had my liquidation was at 2,2. So 3,150, 2,2. I went to sleep. And I knew there was going to be shit. And then I sent the traders a message. I said, look, just watch the leverage. The guy said, look, it's 2-2. ETH at 3,000. Like, what are you worried about? Woke up at 6 o'clock in the morning. Looked at the price. The price of ETH was 2,450. I was like, shit, I hope this is 2,450 on the way down, not on the way up. Opened the Bybit account. Position's gone. Doesn't exist. Went to see the liquidations. Everything was liquidated. And then I quickly brought it back.
It's that weird feeling where you just like, it's not surreal, but you feel sick to your stomach.
I felt sick to my stomach.
But it's like, it's not real. It's not real. And then like, as the day progresses, you're just like.
I felt sick to my stomach. But you know what? Like, I'm an idiot. I should have just protected it better. Also, you know what? That's why I like things like Bitfunded. Yes, well, you can trade with other people's money, for God's sake. Rather just trade with if you can, rather just trade with other people's money. I don't understand why I should have done that. I should have just traded with other people's money.
Yeah, just like focus a little bit more, you know. I was also like, oh, there's enough room, I'm good. But just focus a little bit more on risk. I think it's been such a massive lesson for me. Just like tighten those stuff or do something, you know. I like when I saw these wicks, I was like, this market's crazy. But good volume spikes, good bounces. So hopefully this gives us some buying power, you know. I actually remember, you remember in August, the market capitulated, the alts capitulated, I think like 30% in a day as well. And it kind of, you know, was the bottom and got us going up again. So sometimes we need the massive events. But I think it was way more than 2 billion that was liquidated.
No, but Ben from Bybit came out and he said 8 billion plus was liquidated.
Exactly. Yeah. That's ridiculous.
He said only on Bybit 2 billion was liquidated. And he reckons it's closer to 8 to 10 billion of liquidations. Yeah. Can you believe that? At 2 billion, it would have been the biggest liquidation event. At 8 to 10 billion, can you imagine? Can you imagine?
No, I think it was that much. Like, to see how much, like, XRP went to 1.7 or something.
Oh, people must have been absolutely destroyed. Absolutely destroyed. Jeez, look how quickly the subscriber count's going. Go, boys, subscribe. The best community in the whole wide world. You know what I feel like? I really feel like a whiskey. Oh. I have something amazing here. Let me show you. I have something amazing here. Hold on a second.
I'm waiting for you. Okay, I'll see. Bring it. I would join you, but I stopped drinking, bro. Like quite a while ago. How many likes we got here? 2-3. Guys, get up to 4,000. We've got many, many, many Bitfunders. If you want these accounts, and if you unlock the levels of them, you get $5,000 to trade with.
Something absolutely amazing.
Many of them. Ooh, we got a blue label. Nice. Yeah, load it up.
Someone gave me a Johnny Walker blue.
Nice.
I wonder
nice,
if I should...
Nice.
Maybe we open it now. Let's just see what the prices are doing ahead of this press conference. So Bitcoin's at exactly 100,000. ETH, 28.
It's kind of like losing patience. They're waiting.
Yeah,
I mean... Getting a bit frustrated.
I mean, this is huge. Okay. Let's have a look here. Still waiting for Trump. Funny that, you see, we've got more viewers. He's got 8,572. We've got 14,000 viewers. We have more people than the Trump actual press conference, believe it or not. That's how amazing this community is. We have double the amount of people of the actual Trump. Oh, Sheldon, did you know this? Look here. If you go on Bubbles and you click live, you're actually watching the prices live now. Live, as they talk.
Here we go.
He'll hear to speak. Is this like the dollars that they've
got? There we go.
Leaders from both the House and the Senate.
I'm listening.
Chairman Tim, Chairman French Hill, Chairman John Bozeman, and Chairman G.T. Thompson. So thank you all for your leadership and commitment to addressing some of the most important opportunities of our time. In ensuring that the U.S. remains at the forefront of innovation and digital assets. The President said in his executive order in the first week that it's the policy of his administration to support the responsible growth and use of digital assets, blockchain technology, and related technologies across all sectors of the economy. And he established an executive branch working group for digital assets, which includes Secretary Bessent at Treasury, Secretary Noem, soon to be confirmed Attorney General Bondi, Secretary Lutnick at Commerce, and all the other key administration officials that have an equity in crypto. And similarly, the SEC has set up a crypto task force led by Hester Peirce, which is also looking at this issue. And together, our objective is to accomplish the task the President assigned for us in his EO, which is to propose a federal regulatory framework governing the issuance and operation of digital assets, including stablecoins, in the United States. I've talked to many founders over the past few years, and they've told me repeatedly that the number one thing they need from Washington is regulatory clarity. They just want to know what the rules of the road are so they can abide by them. We're coming off, frankly, 4 years of arbitrary prosecution and persecution of crypto companies, where the SEC wouldn't tell founders what the rules were, but then they would prosecute them. And many founders have even told me stories of being debanked personally just because they had founded a crypto company. All of this, this approach was driving this important technology of the future offshore, and we want to keep that innovation onshore in the U.S. Financial assets are destined to become digital, just like every analog industry has become digital. And we want that value creation to happen in the United States rather than giving it away to other countries. This will also, I should add, be much better for consumer protection because it's easier for regulators to supervise an activity when it's onshore. And it's probably not a coincidence that the single biggest fraud in the history of crypto, which was FTX, was based in the Bahamas. By moving the innovation onshore, it'll be easier to separate out the good actors from the bad actors. And we want to encourage the good actors, the innovators, while protecting the market from the bad actors. And I think a market structured legislation with clear definitions and fair rules will do that. I want to say additionally, we're excited about working with both the House and Senate on stablecoin legislation. I know Senator Hagerty introduced a bill today. This stablecoins really have the potential to ensure American dollar dominance internationally, to increase the usage of the U.S. dollar digitally as the world's reserve currency, and in the process create potentially trillions of dollars of demand for U.S. treasuries, which could lower long-term interest rates. So let me stop there, and I want to thank the chairman here today, Chairman Scott, Chairman Hill, Chairman Bozeman, Chairman Thompson. And I look forward to working with them as part of the administration to help turn President Trump's policy into reality. This was a week one priority for the administration, and we're excited that our counterparts in Congress are equally committed to ensuring American dominance in digital assets. I look forward to working with each of you, and with that, I want to say work with each of you in creating a golden age in digital assets, and with that, I'll turn it over to Chairman Scott. Thank you.
I think David represents promises made, promises kept. I love the campaign trail when President Trump was out there making promises, and we see today he's keeping those promises. And in so many ways, I think back to a kid as I was a long time ago, growing up in a single-parent household, mired in poverty, and hoping that the American dream would one day be accessible for me. I think that we're standing here today at the precipice of greatness for so many kids who are looking forward to democratization, having access points for their families and for themselves that makes it easier and less expensive to do business.
I think the
in this
market
country.
Was expecting more.
I love the concept that we see today synergy within the administration, the House, and the Senate, focusing not on ourselves, but focusing on working class Americans who desperately need to reduce their prices and increase their access. That's what the bicameral working group will help tackle. I have a pre-existing working friendship with GT and French and John. And the good news is we come together already having proven the ability to work together to get things done for the American people. It's an exciting time to be an American. And as David said, the golden age has begun. And the good news is it's going to get better. I'm excited about what we will accomplish for the American people.
We're not really excited.
We want to hear the approach that we're taking in the House and the Senate, with the White House leading the way. Next, you'll hear from Chairman French Hill.
You see, we still got more viewers than him, Shaldina.
Thank you, Chairman Scott and David Sachs. Thank you for coming to Capitol Hill to celebrate with us the fact that in the 119th Congress, we have a bicameral project for both a stable coins bill and a regulatory framework that will bring clarity to digital assets in the United States so that we are the land of opportunity, the land of innovation that we have been for decades in so many other technologies. We don't want to be behind in financial technology and digital assets in the United States, but our innovators, as David Sachs reported, need clarity. They need to know what the rules of the road are, and that's why I'm excited to be here today to share this announcement that we're forming a working group on a bicameral basis between the House Financial Services Committee, the Senate Banking Committee, the House Agriculture Committee, and the Senate Agriculture Committee to make progress on that clarity for a regulatory framework and to create and structure a stable coins bill that will lend itself to advancing America as the reserve currency of the world. This is a big issue. Bicameral support this year is dynamic because last year in the 118th Congress, we had success on a bipartisan basis in the House on both stablecoin legislation moving out of the House Financial Services Committee and for the regulatory framework moving across the House floor with a strong bipartisan vote. 71 Democrats joined House Republicans in moving that policy.
I can't hear now.
And at our back of a leader like President Trump, who knows that financial innovation, financial technology is where America's heart is, where our entrepreneurs' hearts are, that will lead from the executive branch. And now, with this bicameral partnership with Senate Agriculture and Senate Banking, along with our House committees, I look very, very forward to the success we're going to have in the 119th Congress. And let me ask my good friend from Arkansas, a fellow Razorback, the chairman of the House Ag Committee, John Bozeman.
It's like a brotherhood. It's like a brotherhood.
We're all still excited about the big Kentucky win. So it's good to be with you all. We've been working hard on this for the last 3 years. And we've had our ups and our downs. When we started working on it, crypto was gaining popularity. And then with Sam Bankman-Fried and other things, it seemed like perhaps it was in trouble. It's rebounded, though, and is bigger than ever. So our goal is to make sure that consumers are protected, make sure that the industry, in order for it to grow and be able to offer its all of the things that it does offer to the various disciplines that are out there, whether you're a bank or whether you're investing a client's money for their retirement or whatever, you've got protections, there's structure in it, and it will allow the industry itself, because it is regulated, people have confidence in that, to grow. It's a little different than our normal situations. In this sense, we've got these jurisdiction things. So I'm the chairman of ag. You know, why am I here? Because we have the Commodities Futures Trading Commission. And some assets are commodities, some are securities. So the SEC has jurisdiction over the securities. CFTC has security over the has jurisdiction over the other.
Market was definitely
so
expecting more.
The idea that we're working together, again, we've all been working separately. We've made progress over the last several years, but working together now with purpose, and then also having the White House, having the czar over here, again, to visit with him and really set up a structure so that we can get a final structure to make this thing work is very, very important. So I appreciate Senator Scott, I think, really coming up with that idea. And I think it's a good one, and we're looking forward to actually get some things accomplished in the next several months.
Good afternoon, everyone. I'm Congressman G.T. Thompson, chair of the House Agriculture Committee. And what we're doing today is sort of the next step in what will be a milestone, which will be a great accomplishment for our country. You know, America really was a leader when it came to Internet 1.0, right? It was the Internet of knowledge. And the Internet 2.0, again, it was America that led that for the world, not just for our citizens, but for the world. And that was the Internet of things. And then Internet 3.0 is what we're talking about today, and that's the Internet of value. And we're in approaching it in a principled way. You know, my colleagues here mentioned a couple of those. Number one, do no harm. You know, protect consumers, provide that regulatory structure, that certainty, both for the industry, but quite frankly, for the consumers as well. And secondly, foster innovation, because the opportunities are just really are unimaginable. Well, what I believe is that whatever's over the horizon is going to be very, very exciting. So I'm really, first of all, just very thankful to President Trump for his historic efforts to bring regulatory clarity to the digital assets markets.
I think maybe
his leadership
with
the work that David Sacks is going to lead on his behalf is going to be a game changer for American competitiveness in the global race to build the new economy. The president could not have picked a better person to helm his AI and digital asset efforts. David brings a wealth of experience in exploring new technologies and building successful businesses to this new role. You know, we've had great conversations, and I know that he is laser focused on bringing certainty to digital asset markets. I want to congratulate my friend Chairman French Hill. He is the right man to lead the Financial Services Committee in the House at this moment, in this time, and he's a great partner and the type of leader that we need to advance this issue. We worked incredibly well last Congress together alongside Patrick McHenry, and I'm excited to build on that work together. I also want to congratulate our newly elevated Senate colleagues, Chairman Bozeman and Chairman Scott. Perhaps there's no one more pleased than me to be able to say Chairman Bozeman. John and Tim and their members are going to bring a wealth of talent and expertise to this discussion from the Senate majority. We did incredible work in the House last Congress in the 118th, and I'm proud of the efforts that went into our historic vote on FIT21. I'm equally excited to have these partners and a new administration in place to be able to finish the job. I'm thrilled to lead the House Agriculture Committee members as we work with this incredible team to put a bill on President Trump's desk. And I think at this point we're going to be in a position to take a few questions.
Questions happen.
Come on, ask good questions.
Direct your questions. Can you please say your name and the algorithm? Emily, we'll start with you.
Now that we have the trifecta in Washington.
Well, thanks, Emily. We did do good work, good strong bipartisan work on Fit 21, which was the clarity for a market structure bill. That bill, I think, had the basics for the exact bill that we'll propose to introduce again in the 119th Congress. There may be some modest changes, but it had bipartisan support. We did a lot of work in our markup and in the floor preparation for it in both the Ag Committee under Dusty Johnson leadership and G.T. Thompson's leadership and in House Financial Services. So on the regulatory framework bill, that will be the approach that the House takes. On stable coins, I think you'll see us have a bill that's very similar to the approach that's been taken in the Senate. Recently, Senator Hagerty's introduced legislation. That bill was closer to the original proposal that Patrick McHenry put in place early in the 118th Congress, and I think you'll see the House expose a draft for stable coins that would be similar to the approach taken by Senator Hagerty. But let me ask GT or to comment or yeah. Tim.
So I established this year a digital asset subcommittee so that we could take a deep dive into market structure as well as stable coins. Good news is stable coins led by Bill Hagerty. Yes. On the Senate side, out already today, we've seen Cynthia Lummis is a co-sponsor. Market structure is a place where you have left and right leaning in. We have members from Gillibrand and Lummis working together in the past, now working together in the future, coming to the table to create the framework for the Senate so that we can harmonize FIT 21, the parts that we see as a path forward to a signature into law. So the good news is, from my perspective,
stablecoins is the most important thing. So it's not, don't bash yourself.
Really, if
there's a stablecoin bill,
market structure,
more stablecoins will come onto blockchain.
Having Bill Hagerty lead the conversation on stablecoins, having that bill out for us to take a look at, and there will be an amendment process will be a part of that for us. And then hopefully, very quickly, we'll see the House they're working on it as well. So we'll have a legislation that's able to go to the president's desk.
Let me just say I'm very proud of the work that we did in 118th with FIT 21, and that was done in, you heard others talk about, we had Republicans and Democrats certainly in committee and on the House floor, significant vote that we achieved, but I like to say we achieved that in a tripartisan way. We worked in bringing the industry, bringing key stakeholders to the table.
21,000 people, Sheldina.
Quite frankly, on
and they have 16,000
colleagues here, and President Trump, to continue that process of refining what we do, whether it's market structures and the other aspects of this bill.
I'm Brendan Peterson with Punchbowl News. I wanted to ask. If you all are thinking about making changes to anti-money laundering law as a part of this push, given the concerns we've heard about banking of the crypto sector and beyond, and the broader concerns about money transmitter licenses and the sensitivities of AML.
We're certainly open for discussion. One of the things that the subcommittee will take a look at is the whole playing field. I mean, at the end of the day, to get all of our members on board, we're going to have to be open to comments and thoughts on the issue. I think we're in a good place. The Bank Secrecy Act is something that we've discussed with the other side. They have a focus on it. I think that the broader conversation should not be about digital assets alone. It's about bad actors doing bad things by any means necessary. And so having that conversation from a panoramic view and not simply from an digital asset perspective is going to be important for us to get to the end of that conversation.
Brendan, I would add, having been the subcommittee chair in the last Congress, and Brian Stiles is going to have that
bring
mission
Biden
this
back.
Time. He'll do an excellent job, I think, on the market structure bill and the stablecoin bill as it relates to the security aspects of it. We were very sensitive in the 118th Congress about the law enforcement aspects of digital assets, not any different than we are about any other means of transfer of or payment method, whether you're talking about cash or the ACH system or real-time payments. This is an important point. I agree with Senator Scott completely. We'll listen to our members. But in the drafts that we pro-offered last year that, as I say, we had bipartisan support for, they had strict AML standards in them for this digital arrangement for digital assets that are not unlike the requirements out in the analog financial services space. It's why we call the bills fit for purpose,
because this is not an intermediated form of finance anymore, and so these laws have to reflect how transactions are conducted. But it's AML and BSA are important for every member on both sides of the Capitol.
Thank you for doing this. For both of the stablecoin and the bills last year, I'm just curious this year whether you have... I can't hear, bro. Just have a look there. I can't hear you or can't hear the stream.
Congress with a good full understanding and a thorough knowledge. And so member education is what our first goal is here. And then how it times up.
Missed anything.
It is.
You think we missed anything?
I think we've shown the ability to be able to move a market structures bill, FIT 21 as a whole, out of the House in the past. I think we're probably in a really good position to when we conclude this time around to be able to do that. So I don't see this being attached to a farm bill.
I really expected Trump to be here.
Thank you. Hang on one second.
I would say, if I was thinking about this a little bit, I think what we have is an opportunity to get things done. My theory is the first 100 days of a new administration is important. On the Senate side, my goal is to be as aggressive as possible to achieve an objective of having bills through the Senate in 100 days.
Okay, so they're stressed, 100 days.
Just to go back to Emily's question on this and combine it with timing, Maeve, is here's the way to think about it. We did a lot of work in the 118th Congress in the House. So we're prepared to move forward in the House Financial Services Committee, and I won't speak for Chairman Thompson, by introducing legislation or having discussion drafts of our legislation, attaching those to a set of committee hearings. But it's exactly as GT points out. We have new members. We've got to do new member education. And so we have to level set here. This is why Chairman Bozeman and Chairman Scott have stepped up digital assets at a subcommittee level to bring members along and do that member education here in the Senate, something that in the House we had the benefit, obviously, of two Congresses working on that. So I think a key element now, though, is the education and technical assistance.
Look, I'm going to be honest.
That
I expected way more.
Provided to members both in the House and Senate from the executive branch now as President Trump's leadership posts are confirmed. And key among them is his AI and crypto advisor, David Sachs. And David, would you want to speak to this issue of helping members come up to speed?
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. So this is what we're here for. And I actually did a session even before the start of this Congress with Speaker Johnson. We did a great sort of open dialogue with members of the House in that case. And I think, part of what we're here to do is provide resources on education. Some of them can be outside advisors, kind of luminaries in the industry, and we're talking to a lot of those people. And then, I'm also available anytime to talk to members about this. It can't, crypto can be an esoteric subject, and it is good to explain it, to kind of demystify it, because I think once you understand that, you've kind of got the cryptocurrency itself, like Bitcoin, but then what it really runs on are blockchains, which are just distributed ledgers. It's really a new type of decentralized computing platform, and there's a lot of things that can be built on that computing platform. So in any event, we're happy here to provide those resources to help explain it, both on Capitol Hill and beyond.
Thank you. Jasper Goodman with Politico. Thanks for doing this. Senator Hannity is out with a stablecoin bill today. Given that that's out there and that there's been more
look at the dominance, Sheldy.
Passed on stablecoins.
That's it, bit of a spike.
Do you plan to
first and Bitcoin's going down, which means it's only Bitcoin going down.
Lately, to what extent in both of these
I mean, it's Bitcoin and altcoins going down.
Yeah, altcoins are going down a little bit more aggressively.
Yeah.
So the bill's out, as you know. We have been working with Democrats already on the bill. You'll see co-sponsors will line up on both sides. Good news is that the bill is moving quickly. I'm actually pleasantly surprised that a place where you see very little bipartisan coalition building, the members of the committee, as well as folks like Gillibrand off the committee, are very anxious to have a win in this digital space. And so for the first time in a long time, there's a reason to take a deep breath and release it, because the legislation moving forward very quickly is happening. Good news is they have had, as French said, a lot of time working on the legislation as well. Finding the places where there are disagreement will be the key for us getting it to the president's desk. And that's where I think the task happens next, is to take a look at the component parts of Hagerty's stablecoin bill. But that's what we're moving first, is stablecoins.
Stablecoins first, which is good. It's a responsible approach. And there is news on stablecoins.
I yield to my friend GT. We're proposing that we'll essentially move the stable coins and a FIT 21 type structure, as I've now answered that question two or three times, on a similar track. Meaning we're going to begin that process where we left off in the 118th Congress. And we worked hand in glove diligently with our colleagues on the Democratic side of the aisle in the House. Many of the ideas that are reflected in the market structure bill and some in the stable coins bill reflected views from the
minority
party.
So the U.S. clearly wants to win in stable coins.
That's
big.
And you'll see that as we move forward with a set of hearings and the discussion. So I remain committed to trying to make these bills bipartisan success in the House. And certainly we'll cooperate with the senators and try to be a part of any kind of educational effort here on a bipartisan base to support their efforts here in the Senate. GT.
I have the same commitment, so I really don't have anything against.
So there is a bill that's actually been introduced by Senator Bill Hagerty. Today I'm introducing the Genius Act. Okay, now they're talking about the Strategic Reserve.
So one of the things that the president instructed us to do was to evaluate the idea for a Bitcoin reserve. And so that is one of the things, that's one of the first things we're going to look at as part of the internal working group in the administration. So as soon as we get all that set up, we're still waiting for some cabinet secretaries who are on the working group to get confirmed. So we're still in the very early stages of this. But that's one of the first things we're gonna look at.
So strategic reserve, one of the first things. Stable coins.
I think the concept of the sovereign wealth fund is a little separate, and you'd have to talk to Secretary Lutnick, or soon to be Secretary Lutnick, about that.
Thank you all very much.
What? That's it, bro.
No way,
bro. I feel like I went to a restaurant. They brought out the bread and the butter. And then they bought us the bill.
Bro, this whole thing has been confusing.
What it's are you talking about?
It's been confusing, bro.
Oh man, I swear, I feel like I've been rugged. We can say we were rugged, Sheldon. We were rugged.
Let's
see what the bubbles. You see now, you can watch the bubbles live. You see this? You can watch the bubbles live. See?
That's
we're just
cool.
watching That's the cool. prices live. Red, so guys, red. Hold on, let's see.
So I do have a 96K, you know, that's kind of the next area for bounce zone. So if we do start making our way down now, 96, it's important we get a higher low from the other day.
A higher low from the other day?
And then we should start. The 91K, it's important. Because obviously now we pump from a 91 back to the 102.
Mm-hmm.
Now if we can get a higher low, you know, that 96, 95K range, and then start making it work, then we're good. Then it's a you know, the W. You got the V, and then you got the second half of the W. But guys, jump on tomorrow. Anyone that's brand new to the channel today, jump on tomorrow. We're fighting this market hard. Me and Rand got our asses whipped yesterday, but we get up strong, and we've been whipped before, and we're gonna fight this market hard. We still think fundamentally the market's in a lot of things are happening behind doors. I think. But I think we still fundamentally set up for a good year. What's your thoughts,
right? So there's a bill. Yeah. They said stablecoins first. There's a Senator Bill Hagerty today introduced the Genius Act with Senator Tim Scott, Senator Gillibrand, Senator Loomis. A bill that establishes a regulatory framework for stablecoins. I look forward to working with Representative French Hill and the Financial Committee to get to the president's desk. So he actually published a stablecoin bill. Stablecoin legislation pushed as Trump's states crypto-friendly agenda. So this is the first thing. The Strategic Reserve also high up on the agenda, which is probably good for Bitcoin. I'm surprised actually Bitcoin didn't go much higher up on that. Like they literally said, it's one of the first things they're going to be doing. But I think maybe the market expected a little bit more. Maybe they expected a little bit more clarity, or I don't know.
But there wasn't too much bear. So again, I think we'll drop off now, but it will soon settle. I think tomorrow we start settling and we're good again. So nothing bearish, which is
Unless we could just go to the bubbles. So you can see on the stock bubbles, stock market's good. Jeez, Palantir is fucking cooking. Look at this. This is 1 year on a stock, Sheldon. 3x on a stock.
Wow. 3x
on Palantir. And then so you can see now you can have crypto and stocks. So you got like, okay, crypto is fucked. So we can just go to stocks because it's a bit more green. when crypto is fucked, we just toggle to the thing. I saw Injective doesn't look good. I suppose nothing looks good. Look at everything's down. Oh, yeah. What can we do? Guys, subscribe. Let's even get it to 1.154. We had the biggest stream in the world. I mean, we had 21,500 people. They only had 15,000 people. That's amazing. Sheldon, people are saying that you didn't bit fund them, bro.
Let's go.
Okay, so
I see we're close to 4,000 likes. Let's go.
Yeah, 4,000 likes. Come on, you say 4,000 likes.
What bit fund it is quickly? Tell them what you're giving them.
Yeah, okay, so.
I see we're close to 4,000 likes. Let's go.
Yeah, 4,000 likes.
What bit fund it is quickly? Tell them what you're giving them.
Yeah, okay, so.
I see we're close to 4,000 likes.
This is a Bitfunded. Bitfunded is officially proprietary trading, which means that you're trading with other people's money, right? And how it works is you go to bitfunded.com here. So you can go to bitfunded.com. I'll quickly just take you there. I think it's easier. In the description, can we just put the bitfunded.com link? So if just bitfunded.com, not the normal link. If you want to trade with other people's money, that's how it basically works. So you buy a challenge. A challenge is, let's say you take a $10,000 challenge. You pay $100. If you get 8% in the first stage and 5% in the second stage, you're playing with demo money. But if you pass these two, you're playing with real money. And then you get to keep 90% of the profits and they get to keep 10%. So the worst that you can lose is $99. But if you pass the two challenges, you're trading with $10,000 and you get to keep 90% of the profits. So there's a link below if anybody wants to try that. It's very good, specifically if you blew up an account and stuff like that. Here you can't get blown up. Sheldon, are you going to give away some free accounts? Or how does it work?
Yeah. We just find some who wants it. Let us know in the chat there. We'll just select a few. And then we got in the description below, we got a email address that you'll pop and just prove that it's you. And then we'll give away. So we're giving away the $79 account.
$79 account, so it's $5,000. Okay, yes. So you're trading with free $5,000. Yes. All right, who wants one? Just say. All right, so Kingston, you've got it. You need to email giveaways@cryptobanter.com. Is that the right email address, Sheldy?
Yes.
Okay, so
yes.
giveaways@cryptobanter.com. You have to prove that you are that person. Happy Huddle, you just won one. Hassan Tahir, you just won one. Hatam 911, you just won one. Call me too. You just won one. This just Mark Spencer. Amazing. You just won Amazing. One. Giveaways at cryptobanter.com. Remember, you're gonna have to prove that you are these people, right? Someone says, yes. Mabasat Scott. You just won one. You get to win one. Nick, you get to win one. Sean Levy, you get to win one.
Oprah.
Frank G77, you get to win one. Sheldy, how many can I give away, bro?
You can give away two more and then we can cap.
I see Will, put in the giveaways at cryptobanter.com email. I can see he's watching. Also change the link to just make it bitfunder.com, not that register link. That register link, it takes too long. Email, I know he's... So okay. So if anybody wants one, last let's give away five more. Come on. Case, I was feeling
female.
Epic. Me, you just won one. Sheldy, go for it.
I can't see anything, bro.
Okay, you can't see anything. Then you can't play.
But we need a female or two. So nah, I'm just
a female,
them
bro. You don't understand how fast this chat's going. I can't even see shit. It's going too fast. Emmy's a woman. Emmy must be a woman.
Yes.
Emmy wins one.
Amazing.
I'm trying to find another one, but this chat's going, bro. It's going so fast. You can't see shit. We want a woman. No, guys, don't change your name to women's names. That's so Democrats, bro. That's so last administration. Okay, Melinda Sete.
Yes.
Giveaways at CryptoBanter.com. Guys, we will see you guys again tomorrow. Remember, if you do want to go and try and play with other people's money, that's bitfunded.com. If you want a challenge, then let's just give away one more challenge. Our month fund sale, the time is here. Bitfunded, please, for you, sir. All right, guys, we'll see you guys again tomorrow. Until then, trade well, my friends.
Much fun, guys.